Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you're wondering why we call him the Plastic Man, it's because of what he puts on the end of his hook. He joins us now. Captain Ryan Lambert, where are you in the world this morning?
I'm in Buras, buddy.
Well, where you should be.
Yeah, I got 34 people here, so we got 11 boats running, so we're busy.
Wow, y'all going out in this messy stuff this morning?
Yeah, it's still nice. It's dead calm and just a light mist in the air, so we're going to try to get it out there before it comes in. It ought to come in here about 10:30 or so. So by then, they ought to have their limit. You know, everybody limited yesterday except for one out of 11. So that's not bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, y'all are the last ones to get the front system moving through because we often forget how far down in the Gulf the Louisiana Mississippi Delta extends.
And yeah, we're far east, too.
Yeah. And so you got time. And with the tide running like it is today, I think y'all will get a good morning trip in.
Yeah, the boys really did good yesterday. I think Luke had limited on trout, and the rest of them limited on red. So, yeah, it was good.
Yes, it is. Well, of course, they've probably been fishing on that east side, but is that going to be the trick today? Or
yeah, they're all going to go east because the wind's not blowing yet. Everybody will go east today because they hammered them. They just got on a few good spots, and they took turns on them, and you know, they all work together really well. So made a lot of happy people. That's what it's all about.
You know, every time I come down to your place, I enjoy driving past the row of trucks parked there and looking at the license plate. You got people from all over. Where's your crew from today?
All over. the Texas Plumbing Company, and they got guys from here and there. You know, they're pretty big, so. We get them from all over the world. You know, most of the time it's Southeastern Conference, and then this time of year we get a lot from North Dakota and South Dakota and the cold places. But you know, they come from all over the world. We're very, very blessed.
Alabama's one of your big drawn states, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Florida. We get tons of people. You know, it's so odd that we get so many people from Florida with all the fishing they have there, but – They want those big bull reds. You know, our fish are so healthy. And, you know, I can look on TV and I can see if they fish somewhere else besides here when they pick up a red. It looks like they're made with styrofoam, you know. They look unhealthy.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
These big, round, stud fish, you know, you can tell right away. And that's what people want. They want to come catch them monsters.
You know, is it finally, the secret finally out? You know, growing up as a kid, we remember, you know, when you think of fishing, everybody thinks Florida. Florida's the place. That's where all the fish. Not true. Hadn't been for decades now. Louisiana's where the fish are. Is that finally changed? And when people across the country think about going south and going fishing, do they think of Florida still or Louisiana?
Florida's got the fishermen. We got the fish. So I'd rather have the fish than the fishermen because there are so many boats in Florida. You got to get a number. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's amazing how many boats they have there. You know, I go fish there too. You know, they got snook and they got different fish than us, but all my Florida buddies, they look forward to coming here and get these monster mangroves and these big reds and the snappers and the giant triple tails, you know, the things that they don't really have. You know, they got fish, but we got, like I said, our fish are so healthy because the nutrients in the river that makes all the bait that's here. Our water's alive with fish and shrimp and it's just always moving. You go to other places, you don't see that.
Yeah.
So we're truly blessed. I mean, between the waterfowl and the fishing, it's a good place to be. I don't think, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, said they're going to move up north as soon as they retire. I said, I don't think I could leave. Yeah. I really don't, you know.
You know, if we had the infrastructure and the beautiful beaches and hotels and marinas and access, easy access like they did in Florida and our fish, boy, it would be incredible. But I guess we can thank our limited access and infrastructure because of the nature of our coast, the reason why we don't have all the pressure that Florida gets.
Well, the only thing we don't have is the beaches and the hotels on the beaches. You know, our access could be a lot better. You know, I don't know the reason we don't have beautiful launches, like in Toledo Bend. You go up there and they got this beautiful vibe back down, so beautiful.
Big parking lots.
There, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't have it here. You know, it's incredible, but things will change. Sooner or later, they'll change.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with the world.
Well, you know, you got to fight for that Pittman Robertson money. That's where a lot of that comes from, you know.
I'm on it, buddy. I got to go to Baton Rouge twice this week, actually, so I'll be up there fighting for everything that I should have, but the things we need to have and to make us catch up with the rest of the world. So,
no word on a new commissioner yet, huh? That final slot.
Not to my knowledge. You know, I'm going to go to the Wildlife Commission meeting, and I'm going to go to CPRA meeting this week and do my thing. You know, try to fight for what we need.
Well, maybe your phone will ring with some good news. We hope so.
Oh, yeah, we'll get it done.
All right, you guys have fun, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, my buddy, sounds great.
Hey, if you want to go check out that woodcock spot, too, if you got some time, let's get together, and maybe we can do that before it gets too late.
Okay, yeah, I'll make a phone call, see if we go get that done.
All right, buddy, take care.
All right, see ya.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, CajunFishingAdventures.com. Check him out.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.